You want to know what really turns me on? The thing that really gets me going? The thing that I love? Well, I'll tell you. I like dirty talk. No, not when people talk to me, although that's not bad. I like that too. What I'm talking about is when I do it. The dirty talk I like is not the degrading, self-deprecating style of dirty talk that a lot of guys like. Calling myself a slut or a whore or a cocksucker or whatever. No. The type of dirty talk I like is sweet and sensual and needful. It's the talk between two lovers. Intimate and personal. Because I like the whole process of the act of talking dirty. From the slow buildup of flirting to the deep, dark, hungry patter of two lovers fucking. I like the charge of electricity that innuendo creates and the need that simple teasing can create. I love the slow burn that helps develop the whole scene. The simple talk that grows flirty and then naughty. The buildup of arousal. The innocent becoming seductive and needy. And when the need has built up enough, I like moving in close to my lover's ear and whispering into it. Not really touching him, but drawing close enough that he can feel the breath from my mouth against his skin. And I like to whisper things close to his ear. Sensing his reaction, feeling the heat from his skin so close to my lips. I love the sense that he's getting aroused solely from the sound of my voice and the touch of my breath and the nearness of my lips. I love to play with my voice. Modulating the volume and tone, gauging his reaction and adjusting to ever heighten the intensity of his need. I like to tease my lover, not letting him touch me as I use my words and my breath to masturbate him orally. There's a power in a voice that many overlook. And mine? It can drive my lover crazy. And in turn, it makes me hunger for more. I like to know that I'm having an effect, that it's my voice making him hard, and my words that will drive him over the edge. But I'm sure you're listening to this and wondering, what does she say? It's not about saying, at least. Not at first. At first, it's all about the whispers. Baby. Baby, I love being close to you. Do you feel my breath on your skin? Oh, God, I wish it was your breath on mine. I feel like if I touch you, I'll lose all control. I need you. I want you. Don't you understand what you do to me? Don't you understand how being so close to you affects me? Patience, though, sweetie. I don't want you to touch me yet. I don't want to end this moment. Can you feel the need coming from me, though? I can feel it from you. I can feel your hunger, your desire to reach out and grab me, to kiss me, touch me, and press against my body. Not yet, though. Let it build. Let me tell you what I want, because I definitely want you. I want to feel your warm skin against mine. I want to feel your weight pressing down on me as you take me. I want to feel you pierce me and open me up with your thickness. Baby, my pussy's tingling for you. I can feel it getting wet between my legs. My panties are getting damp just by being close to you. Do you realize that it's you that's doing this to me? Just by being here? Just by listening to my voice? By becoming aroused by my words and breath and closeness? Oh, yes, sweetie. I know you're getting hard. I can imagine what it must look like, hidden down there, desperately aching to get out, to feel the cool air touching it, or perhaps in my warm breath and hot mouth around it. If this is what happens from me just whispering in your ears, can you imagine what it would be like to actually feel my touch, my lips, my mouth, my pussy? I wonder what you'd do to me if I let you touch me right now. Baby, would you kiss me? Would you touch me tenderly, caressing my soft skin as my fingers trace across your back? Would you lay me down on the floor and take me, gentle and sensual and intimate, making love to me as our moans fill the room? Oh, I can feel your need. Maybe it's gotten past the point of making love. Something more primal. Maybe you would push me down to the floor and rip my clothes open so you could take me raw and hungry. Would you fuck me, baby? Would you pin me down and plow into me until we both collapsed, throat sore from panting and grunting and growling? Will you fuck me, baby? Baby, I want you. Please, baby. Please fuck me. Please. And that's where the act of dirty talk slides into an act of physicality. I love dirty talk during sex too, obviously. But it's that time before sex. The moments of arousal just preceding it. That's what I love.